Blog Talk Radio.
All right, you guys. Tomorrow, full moon, gonna be the pink moon. The sun is gonna be in Aries. It's gonna fall in opposition to the Libra moon. So the moon is gonna be in the house of Libra. Yay! It's time of culmination and the promise of fulfillment of something begun. New moon. Heightened emotions, romance, fertilization, relationship, drama, and epiphanies are themes. The Aries-Libra polarity is a relationship axis where Aries represents self and Libra represents others. Yay! Not great. Where Aries is about self-assertion, Libra is about compromise. With the Libra moon, we're especially aware of our need for relationships and all that comes with maintaining them, compromising, negotiating, graciousness, and balancing. The Aries sun, on the other hand, is self-assertive, leading, and personally courageous. Full moon urges us to strike a balance between meeting our personal needs and attending to the needs of a significant other. Between independence or autonomy and dependence or companionability, the Libra moon is diplomatic, equality-focused, and fair-minded. The Aries sun values authenticity over tact and is energized by independent efforts. The full moon illuminates this conflict. Relationship epiphanies occur now. We're likely to experience revelations about our independence, need for others, and partnerships. A Mars-Uranus square has just occurred when the moon reaches full and through unpredictable events, changes, and conflicts, we are made especially aware of our need for others. Uranus and Mars is divisive, but an applying Venus-Mars trine suggests we're finding creative ways to relate and unite. Interestingly, Venus rules Libra, moon and Mars rules the Aries sun, and their harmony is this phase of the moon occurs at 18 degrees and 44 minutes of Libra, opposition sun at 18 degrees and 44 minutes of Aries, affecting people born with personal planets and planets at approximately 15 to 23 degrees of the cardinal signs Aries, Cancer, Libra, and Capricorn most significantly. Now, the sun is in Aries from March 1920 to April 19th. In Aries, the sun is enthusiastic and spontaneous. We are motivated by the desire to conquer. We are more impulsive and have the urge to initiate. Aries is a sign that bounces back quickly. There is little shame with Aries. It is brave and pioneering and somewhat innocent. We are direct and rather uncomplicated in our needs, but we can also be short-sighted and lack the desire to plan ahead. Mercury is in Pisces from February 3rd to March 4th, then March 15th to 11th. So Mercury is in Pisces, our thinking processes are more visual, intuitive, and imaginative. We are especially attuned to the world of emotion, which colors both our thoughts and our communication style. We guess well, express ourselves with imagery, and make decisions intuitively. We are more attracted to consciousness-raising information. Mercury is in Aries from April 11th to the 22nd, or 27th. When Mercury is in Aries, we are less concerned with objective viewpoints and explanations and more concerned with reaching a decision quickly. Our thoughts and ideas are pioneering, and we tend to speak more spontaneously and directly with the planet of communication in bold and assertive Aries. Venus is in Gemini from April 3rd to August 7th. In Gemini, we have a finger in every pie. That's what she said.
Really?
Curiosity motivates us on romantic and social levels. Variety is the spice of life. That's the attitude now. We are sociable, communicative, and interested. We can be animated and fun, but may also keep our distance on an emotional level. Attractions now may begin with words, as we tend to bond more readily on a mental level. With Venus in Gemini, the shadow side of Gemini is fickleness. Yeah. Mars is in Aquarius from March 30th to May 13th. Dynamic yet erratic energy levels, achieving our goals through hit or miss efforts. An impersonal expression of anger are characteristics of Mars and Aquarius. Waving fists in the air. We are team players, cooperative and less concerned about personal power. We are attracted to unconventional methods and tend to approach problems from an intellectual, detached perspective. Jupiter entered Capricorn on December 2nd, 2019, and will transit the sign until December 19th, 2020. In 2020, Saturn divides its time between the signs of Capricorn and Aquarius. Saturn transits Capricorn until March 21st, 2020, and then finishes up its transit from July 1st to December 17th, 2020. Saturn transits Aquarius from March 21st to July 1st, 2020, and then later from December 17th, 2020 to March 7th, 2023. Uranus is in Taurus. First transited Taurus from May 15, 2018 to November 6, 2018, and is now consistently in the sign. Since March 6, 2019 until 2025-26, we approach money and personal possessions in new ways and learn how to free ourselves from certain material constraints. Innovative ways to make ourselves comfortable emerge. We're less inhibited about expressing sexuality, self-love, body love, and pampering. We're challenging what we previously valued during this cycle. There can be abrupt changes with money, variables, possessions, and income that lead to a reshuffling of priorities or values. Could it possibly be a fucking epidemic? Yes, right now it is. So this is your time to collect yourselves and get your shit together. Income might come from non-traditional sources and ventures. We're going to have to figure out a way to do this. We're bringing progressive ideas to the world of business, new ways of doing business, curbside and takeout, if you will, as well as making, viewing, and handling money are likely. We're not able to hardly handle money anymore without getting a fucking virus, removing the straight cards and paying off your phone. How interesting how this is, like, literally. Income and energy we put into making money can be variable. So fucking true. Venus is Gemini on April 3rd, August 7th. Gemini Venus is communicative, sociable, but emotionally aloof. Insatiably curious and a little bit flighty. Fickleness with our affections is a strong possibility, but the desire for a meeting of the minds is strong and the urge to socialize dominates. Of course, not now. Stay the fuck inside. Some detachment from our emotions is likely, which may be a breath of fresh air for some. You might just want to stand outside or open your door, but wear a fucking mask because it's in the goddamn air now. The lines of communication open, although we might only scratch the surface of things. Under this influence, love is playful and lighthearted. Fickleness is the shadow side of Venus and Gemini, like flighty and, you know, says one thing, means another. On Wednesday, We can be especially sensitive to social cues that seem awkward to imbalances in our interactions. We can be especially hungry for others' appreciation too, much like Trump is. Congratulating himself about people that are dying to. Hypersensitivity. Literally, there's a bunch of fucking bodies on Fifth Street right now. Go to these seconds. Hypersensitivity to social cues can mean what we do or don't do now can be taken quite personally or bruise egos. On Friday, our hearts open, and we're open to more intimacy and vulnerability through love or romance. Venus in Gemini saying or writing it, which styles come naturally now. A yen for variety is a hallmark of this phase, and this especially applies to romantic experience and artistic taste. The latter tends to focus on literature in general and poetry in particular. A sociable, congenial, slightly frivolous orientation, that's it. Stay fuck inside your house component with. Venus trine Saturn, April 3 to 4, 3rd to the 4th. Relationships are stabilized and steady, although feelings are expressed reservedly, formally, and sparingly. A new sense of realism and maturity exists in this partnership. Relationships begun under this influence possess a distinctly practical theme, almost as if the partnership is a business endeavor and has much potential to last. Venus semi-square, the Sun, April 8th. Irritations that seem to stem from others could be the reflection of our own inner uneasiness. Do your best to control yearnings for more and search for a creative solution for your inner dissatisfaction. Venus sextile Chiron, April 10th. Love has the power to heal old wounds. We are open to romantic feelings and more willing to act upon them. Do not text your ex. Do not call me asking for a tarot reading about your ex and then get back with them when I fucking tell you no. I hate it. Well, I get calls like that all the time. Actually, you know, I literally get more calls about jobs, though, than anything. It's crazy. I'll get that one call, though. Do I go, like, what's going on with this new hair? Like, yeah. So, anyway, we're almost through with this. I have a caller. Thank you for holding. I'll get to as soon as possible. We're catching up, and this is kind of a big deal. I'm probably not going to do any tarot tonight because we're catching up. So if you want a tarot reading, I'll give you an appointment time. I'll probably get on and do tarot in the midday after I homeschool my daughter. So probably tomorrow, 6, 7-ish, I'll get on and offer a tarot reading. But not tonight. I'm catching up. It's been a while. So... a while. So Venus sextile quadrate Pluto. That was interesting. April 14th to 15th, tendencies to look for something wrong in a relationship. Jealousy raises its ugly head. Warning, warning, jealousy raises its ugly head. Venus sextile quadrate Jupiter. April 16th to 17th, we experience a strong desire for more pleasure in our lives. To overtake your feelings or to set up unrealistic expectations in your partnership. Be realistic and tangible. Venus sextile Mercury, April 17th to 18th, favors playfulness and love and enhanced communication between partners, romantic overtures, expressions of love and affection, making new social contacts. This is a time when promises, pledges, and clarifications, usually very positive, are made in love relationships. Venus sextile quadrate Saturn. April 25th. Feelings of isolation, of not getting what we really want, and of not being loved the way we want to be loved can get in the way of pleasant relations with our partners. Venus semi-square Mercury. April 28th to 29th, communications between lovers may feel superficial or unsatisfying and perhaps awkward. We may be especially sensitive to what's being communicated now. The void of course moon is a period of time after the moon has made its last aspect in one sign until the moon enters into a new sign. During the void of the course moon, periods, it is generally wise to stick to routine rather than to begin new projects. A last aspect the moon makes before changing signs is indicated here, and it's indicative of the outcome of the matter, whether the new project began before the void period or the answer to a question. In honorary astrology, void, of course, in horary astrology, if you are asking a question and making a chart for the answer, as you do in horary astrology, it is said that since the moon is not looking forward to any more aspects in the sign, you have to make the answer if not forthcoming. Very interesting. Any questions asked at this time would not come to pass. The moon being void is one of the strictures against judgment in horary astrology. I am going to look into that. I've never even heard of this. The following tables incorporate the modern planets, but some astrologers do not count Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto in void moon calculations. Now on April 6th, which is today, from 9:29 a.m., with the moon's last aspect before changing signs at trine to Jupiter until the moon enters Libra at 5:16 p.m. The VOC moon on Wednesday, April 8th, from 8:50 a.m., with the moon's last aspect before changing signs at square to Jupiter until the moon enters Scorpio at 4:17 p.m. VOC moon on Friday, April 10th from 3:35 p.m. with the moon's last aspect before changing signs at trine to Mercury until the moon enters Sagittarius at 4:35 p.m. Wow. The moon is waxing this week until the full moon, which is on the 7th, which is generally considered favorable for new beginnings with exceptions. After the full moon on the 7th, the moon is waning, which is generally considered unfavorable for new beginnings. Now, we also have some things going on, if I'm not mistaken. Let me see real quick. Seven Sisters, I think I saw them. It will be tomorrow. That's why we're doing this. We're literally talking about the full moon. So it's going to be a super pink moon and cosmic ladder of planets. Spending time outside is much harder now, but if you have a backyard or a balcony, you may be able to catch this month's super pink moon as well as a beautiful cosmic ladder. The northern hemisphere, the April full moon, is named after the first flower of spring, pink moss. Or flux. Sun, grass, moon, hair moon, egg moon, and pastoral moon. This year it falls on the 8th of April. Each month, at the point when the moon is full, it's fully lit and exactly opposite or at syzygy with the sun. And since this is also when the moon is closest to the Earth, perigee, this month at a distance at 356,907 kilometers from Earth, this means we have what is commonly called a supermoon. Of course, astronomers prefer to go by a more scientific term, describing it as a phenomenon as the perigee, syzygy moon, S-Y-Z-Y-G-Y. Have you ever heard of that before? But we also have... your door. Well, it's going to be a lineup of bright planets. Stay tuned. Jupiter, Saturn, and Mars, and little Mercury. If you look about an hour before sunrise, the sky is reasonably dark. You'll see a beautiful lineup of these bright planets. Jupiter, Saturn, the Moon, and Mars, and way down below is Mercury. Wow, wow, wow. Now, I saw these Seven Sisters planets. Okay. I did. I saw it. I was looking up and I was looking for Venus, and I saw the little cluster right there, very close. Very interesting. I've never seen it before, and I thought it was pretty fucking cool. Now, if I'm not mistaken, they're going to be very visible, and I thought there was a comet coming this way. Let's Who is going right now? Atlas should be ablaze into this month. So you'll be able to see Atlas the Comet come to view. And you're going to see the seven sisters, the cluster of Pleiades. So, I mean, this is very, very interesting. Very interesting indeed. So, the comet Atlas from Payson, Arizona. I got a picture here. They caught a glimpse of it on March 29, 2020. It's been christened Atlas, which is an acronym for Asteroid Terrestrial Impact Blast Alert System. First sighted in 2019, making its way right past us, actually. We're going to be able to see this. So keep your eyes peeled, everybody. There's a person here.
Hello?
What can I do with you? And that's the tea.
Hi. I called you a while back, and I just wanted to thank you. You were so right with something. So I just wanted to thank you.
Oh, my God. How are you?
Good. Good. Thank you. And yourself?
I'm okay. I'm staying virus-free for now. Are you all right up there?
Yes, thank God. Yes. Yes, me and my immediate family are fine. Yeah, I have some family in Italy, and thank God they're fine, too.
Oh,
yeah, just, yeah, staying indoors as possible.
Oh, my God. Well, I'm so glad that you called in. It's so good to hear from you. I'm glad you're doing well.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes, and you too. And thank you for all you're doing.
Oh, well, you're welcome. And if you want to call me tomorrow, I'll be on 6 o'clock-ish. You can come on down if you want to do some tarot. I don't know if it's going to fix what we're all going through, but you never know.
Well, thank you. Tomorrow at 6, you said?
Yeah, I'll be on. I'll throw some stuff up and, you know, I'll be here if you need.
Oh, God bless you. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome, and thank you for calling in. Try and get a hold of me tomorrow. I'll be happy to throw some cards.
Oh, thank you. God bless you. Thank you. You're amazing, and have a lovely, lovely evening.
You as well. I'm looking forward to hearing from you again.
Thank you, love. Thank you. Thank you, and stay safe.
You're welcome. Stay safe.
Hello?
You're on That's the T.
Hi.
Who's calling?
Yeah. This is Craig. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you, Craig?
I'm doing very well. Thank you. So we're having a tea party, huh?
Oh, yeah. Definitely having a tea party. Trying to catch up on the Spirituality Radio Show. I've been MIA for a bit. So where are you calling from there, guys?
Cali, California.
Oh, nice. You staying safe in your, are you guys quarantined over there?
Yeah, we're pretty much quarantined over here. People are pretty much ordered to stay in their homes.
They're not doing it properly over here, over in my state. I'm in Florida. They open our beaches again, which is just stupid. I don't know. Everyone's pretty retarded. They keep going out everywhere, and we haven't had anyone recover.
Yeah, well, you don't want to put yourself in that position, and so you're going to have to practice taking responsibility for your feelings, and that will help with your actions.
Well, what can I do for you, sir?
Oh, I don't know. I thought it was a tea party. I was wondering what tea parties are all about, especially zombie ones. I never heard of.
Well, on this zombie tea party, we are reading about our cosmic event for tomorrow and the next day. I did an extensive, I guess you could say a weekly forecast. I went extensive with this one. Trying to catch up because, man, I just, everything going on and whatnot. And before that, I was working a lot. So, I mean, I've fallen off. But, I mean, I'm catching up. If you're wanting to join the political tea party, that'll be on Wednesday night.
Yeah, I'm not too much on the political thing about things. I'm more on the spiritual side. The spiritual side is the part of walking on chaos instead of in it.
Do tell.
No. Do tell. Well, it's a lot to say. I don't think we have enough time.
We have 3 minutes and 56 seconds. Go.
Okay. You know, the world's in chaos right now, and everybody is going through it. And spiritually speaking, I've been above it and walking over the top of it and running around and doing all kinds of different things that I never thought I could do before. And it's not difficult because it's very simple. All I have to do is open my mouth, and I'm telling on where it's happening, which is on the inside. And so it's a spiritual thing that happens inside. And on the inside, I get to see myself all the way around. You see?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And love has accomplished what I couldn't do for myself or anybody else. But love has taken care of it. So now I'm walking in a different level of living than I was before. The spiritual one.
Okay. I'm listening.
Okay, so since I'm able to how do you say it? I'm trying to figure out. I have so many things I can say, but I'm just kind of drawing a blank right now. So I don't know. I don't even think I'm making sense.
You are making sense.
Are you sure?
Well, you know, I'm feeling like the same way. I definitely have. I'm going to use the word powered up. I've leveled up, if you will. Everything that's kind of happening and going on, I kind of foreseen this many, many years ago, though I did not understand what I was seeing. I think that on a spiritual level, yes, everybody is kind of going through some sort of trial. We got 90 seconds left. You're going to have to call back in. I like this. That's where this is going. This is a good one. This is a good tea party. So anyway, I think you're right. I think it is something that everybody's going through, but on different levels. And I think when we're going through what we call the dark night of the soul, where it's still confusing and we don't know what to think or what to do, and we feel this intense moment within ourselves where we're just like, you know, either we want to end it all, or we want to, you know, we want to just do something, we don't know what it is, and it causes a lot of confusion.
Sure.
That's how we end up, you know, on drugs or getting lost, and it takes a while to come back to where you were. I've been on that journey before several times. You know what I'm talking about. I think that everybody right now, those of us who are awakening, we need to be happy that we're the ones chosen, because this thing that's happening is going to be killing off a lot of people, and it's going to take a lot of adaptation and surviving to get through this. And I think that's where the heightened sense of the spiritual realm comes into play. We're going to have an awakening that we've never even dreamed of before. I think that we're going to be pushed into a type of revelation or revolution that was not maybe foreseen in a way that it should have been. You know what I'm saying? It's not going to be, yeah, there's going to be a lot of violence and there's going to be a lot of death, but there's going to be an awakening through the spiritual realm. It's going to be confusing as fuck. It really is.
Well, yeah, there's going to be a time, which is now and has been for a long time, but it's really coming to a point where people are coming out from underneath the bondage that they were under, because it was everywhere all the time. Man always teaches man conflicting lessons. Man can't teach man the truth in love. Only the spirit can teach the truth in love. And so where man has the knowledge of good and evil, when man opens his mouth, what comes out is perverted. And so that would mean that God would have to teach man the difference between right and wrong, especially when it comes to the truth in love. And that thinks that a lot of people come up with their ideas about what they think, and a lot of people study these kind of commentaries, which is a big mistake. And we all make mistakes. It's inevitable.
Yep, it is. Well, my guy, do stay tuned. I'd love to hear from you again. We have completely ran out of time, but I will be on again. I would love to talk about more with you. This is interesting. I like this. This is the stuff right here. This is the stuff. I like this. So, I try and get on as much as possible, but I'm on Facebook. That's the T with Zen Rider and Sean B. I've been doing a bunch of different segments. I do spiritual stuff. I do political stuff. I'm everywhere, but I do all the good stuff. So if you want to come on here and debate some things and talk about stuff, I'm cool with that. We do aliens and angels. We do all kinds of stuff. We kick the Bible around a little bit. It's pretty fun.
Okay. Well, I don't really, you can contact me this way. I mean, I can let you know. I hear what you said.
I got your number.
Okay, cool.
Is this
you
your
number?
You got
my number.
That's
a direct line to Way Busy, and Way Busy's 24/7 on stage and off stage, so you always can reach out and touch me too.
Okay, yeah, I'll have to. I've got a couple of different people that I do shows with that call in. What I do is I basically just make a segment and then I'll invite you on. You call in like you did here. And then, we'll go from there. So I'm going to hit you up on the next one. It's going to be spiritual, though.
Okay.
So I know this.
All right. Well, just call me, and then we can talk for a little bit. And then that way I can kind of get to know you a little better, and you get to know me, and that'll be great. You know, a little bit at a time, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, that's the tea, everyone, and good night. And I will I'll hit you up soon there, guys. All right,
okay.
Have a good night,
peace.
Everybody. Bye.